Time now for the original Big Band Serenade with your host, Dennis Humphrey.
Well, hi, everyone, and welcome once again to another Big Band Serenade. This is Dennis Humphrey, your host and your guide as we travel back in time, back to the best of the Big Band era. Featured artist this week released this famous recording, Snowfall, in 1941 on the Columbia label. Enjoy. Wasn't that just a wonderful piece? If you haven't guessed by now, our featured artist this week is Claude Thornhill. Thornhill earned admiration from musicians that he had worked with from various bands early on in his career, including Hal Kemp, Billy Rose's Music Hall with Benny Goodman, and Ray Noble. The public didn't become aware of him until about 1937, when Thornhill sponsored a young singer, Maxine Sullivan, working as her accompanist, arranger, and musical director on a swing adaptation of Loch Lomond, which became a hit record. In 1940, he founded his Claude Thornhill Orchestra. Although the Thornhill Band was originally a sophisticated dance band, it became known for its many superior jazz musicians and for Thornhill and Gil Evans's innovative arrangements. Although his career as an orchestra leader was relatively limited, Thornhill left a huge legacy. He is often credited as the progenitor of cool jazz. Response to Thornhill's progressive jazz orchestra was tremendous from serious jazz fans. At times, the group's six clarinets would play in unison, the horns would sound loud, long tones, with almost no vibrato. and Thornhill's tinkling piano would alternate between beauty and humor. The group would play sweet and very soft, only to explode the next second into a burst of sound. Well, let's take a pause in his biography and listen to one of his 1940 recordings on OK Records, Sleepy Serenade. The band went through some hard times, and it wasn't until they were booked at the Glen Island Casino again in 1942 with some lineup changes, which included 7 clarinets, 2 French horns, and a tuba, and a new vocal group, the Snowflakes, which consisted of Buddy Stewart, Lillian Lane, and Martha Wayne. Let's listen to the Snowflakes in a tune called Smiles.
When you feel sad and lonesome and oh so blue, things aren't so bad, here's what a smile will do.
There are smiles that make us happy.
There are smiles that make us blue.
There are smiles that steal away the teardrops, like the sunbeams
steal away the dew.
There are smiles that have a tender meaning
that the eyes of love alone can see.
And the smiles that fill my life with sunshine are the smiles that you give to me.
Thank you.
the eyes of love alone can see. But the smiles that fill my heart with sunshine, they are the smiles that you give to me.
His second time at the casino was just as successful as his first, but as the year progressed, the draft took its toll on the musicians, and Thornhill finally himself received a call. The group was disbanded in October of that year. He joined the Navy and spent part of his 3 years playing in Artie Shaw's orchestra, and the other part organizing groups in the newly occupied territories in the Pacific. He worked closely with Admirals Nimitz and Halsey. Well, before he went off to war, he had made many wonderful tunes, and in 1941 he released Orange Blossom Lane, featuring the vocals by Dick Harding. Mentioned that he had worked with Maxine Sullivan. Let's listen to their collaboration from 1937, Easy to Love.
Somewhere the every hope I burning for.
The reason I played that tune is I wanted to show you the consistency of his music throughout the years. Well, he was discharged in 1946 and he reorganized an orchestra. He had all five of the original musicians returning. There were new vocalists, Fran Warren and Gene Williams. Though the new group was exciting, it just couldn't survive the downturn in the band business. It finally broke up in 1948. Now, during the 1950s, Thornhill occasionally would put together a new outfit, but by the middle of the decade, he had vanished from the public eye. He may have vanished from the public eye, but not here on the Big Band Serenade. He once said, "It seems to me that touch and tone are pretty much overlooked by pianists who are playing bands nowadays. You can get so many more and better effects if you pay attention to those little, shall I say, niceties." Let's listen to a wonderful piece that illustrates his quote, "Polka dots and moonbeams."
Thank you.
His music was absolutely beautiful. Let's continue with this beautiful music. You Go to My Head with vocals by Fran Warren. Listen to 1946 release of A Sunday Kind of Love. This was his revitalized band after he got back out of the military. The vocalist is Fran Warren.
Nowhere. discover that certain kind of lover will show me the way. My arms need someone to enfold, to keep me warm when Mondays are cold. A love for all my life to have and to hold. I want a Sunday kind of love. I do my Sunday dreaming and all my Sunday scheming, every minute, every hour, every day. I'm hoping to discover that certain kind of
next selection illustrates Claude's wonderful piano playing, Robin's Nest from 1947.
Thank you.
Up next is a Charlie Parker tune called Yardbird Suite from 1947. Let's go back to 1938 and listen to the wonderful music that he made. Please Be Kind, with the vocals by Maxine Sullivan.
This is my first affair, so please be kind. Handle my heart with care, oh please be kind. This is all so grand, my dreams are on parade. If you just understand, they'll never, never tell me your love sincere, oh please be kind. Tell me I needn't fear, oh please be kind. 'Cause if you leave me, dear, I know my heart will lose its mind. If you
Now let's flash forward to when he got out of the service and he had his revitalized band with Buddy Stewart as the male vocalist, Do I Worry?
Stepping out, do I worry? 'Cause you've got me in doubt. When your kisses aren't right, do I give a bag of beans? Do I stay home every night and read my magazines? Am I frantic 'cause we've lost the spark? Is there panic when it starts turning dark? And when evening shadows creep, do I lose any sleep over you? Do I worry? You can bet your life I do.
Next selection is When the Lilacs Bloom Again.
Thank you. again. May your heart have room again for me.
Well, dear friends, I'm sorry to say, but it's time to close our show once again this week. He was a great musician surrounded by other great musicians forming a wonderful band. Claude Thornhill. It is my hope that you come to love his music as I do. While these men may not have been famous for long periods of time, their music endures forever. As always, if you have any comments, you can leave them at rmcomments@gmail.com. I hope to see you again here next week at the Big Band Serenades as we continue our journey into the Big Band era. Let's close the show with the great harmony of the little group called Snowflakes, as you remember, was part of the Claude Thornhill Orchestra. The song title is I Don't Know Why. Bye-bye and have a great week.